This hour of the Jason Rand Show is brought to you by 3010weightlossforlife.com. Lots of news happening all around the world and right here at home. So let's find out what's trending.
What's trending in Tacoma?
Tacoma's rent for two bedrooms are starting to go up. They're starting to see an increase in Tacoma, which is alarming for people like Marilyn, who spoke with King 5 News. She moved from Seattle to Tacoma. She was hoping to find a home. She wasn't able to find one, so she decided to rent.
We can't afford to throw our money away on a piece of real estate that won't appreciate.
Okay, thank you. In the meantime, she decided with her husband to rent an apartment. But now she's finding herself worried about something else, rent hikes.
We're really lucky. A lot of people I have heard have had their rents raised.
Okay, so could it happen to her in the future? Probably. Chris Dobler of Dobler Management says the two bedrooms in particular in Tacoma find themselves in high demand with short supply. Why? Well, looking at the property she manages, she's finding out a theme.
It's when the economy is difficult or when there's a lot of uncertainty. People tend to rent two bedrooms with a roommate versus when they're feeling more confident about the economy, they'll rent a one bedroom by themselves.
So you're seeing a run on two bedroom apartments because of the cost of living. Ironically, that's what's leading to a higher cost of living. So it makes total sense, of course, to get two bedrooms, get some roommates or a roommate. Brings down the total cost to you. But there's only so many two-bedroom apartments on the market. What happens when there is a short supply but a huge demand? What happens to the prices? They go up. Say they go up.
They go up.
Put the pancake down. Just say they go up. Just put the food down. Put it down.
It's a fork and knife food.
Put it down.
Okay.
It goes up. But that's the what, right? I mean, that's the what. They're explaining what's happening. The question is, well, why is it happening? Why are we seeing such an increase? Is it just supply and demand? Oh, no, 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 no.
They're paying for the property taxes increases through their rent. They're paying for increases with water, sewer, and trash utility expenses that a single family homeowner also is paying for. They're paying for those through their rent.
That's odd because I'm told by folks, particularly in Seattle, that we need to constantly be raising property taxes. Because that only impacts those privileged people who own a home in single-family neighborhoods, which, by the way, is racist, didn't you know? The folks who are most inclined to support property tax increases are renters, usually younger, because they don't realize, because they're dumb, that it impacts them. But when you increase the price of anything, you end up having to pay a little bit more. You are burdened by it. Even though if you don't, well, how could it impact me? I'm a renter. Yeah, well, someone owns the property, dum-dum. The price goes up. How, you think that the landlord or the property manager, they're the ones who are going to constantly eat that cost? They can't eat that cost. Certainly not in an inflationary crisis. But generally, they're not going to be able to. Renters are so quick to support these things. And they never think it through. Lori Davenport is the director of development and outreach of Tacoma, a group called Pro Bono. And she says, hey, you keep seeing these rent increases, you're just going to push people out of the city.
It becomes more expensive to live here, so people who can't afford to live here are going to move out.
Will they actually move out? Because I'm told that it leads to homelessness when you increase the cost of living, that you only have one choice.
Paycheck. Yeah, you're one paycheck away. Right?
One paycheck away or one emergency bill away. I got into a car accident and I had to fix my car so I can get to the office, but now I can't afford rent, so thus I am now homeless. I'm living in my car.
In Biden's America, it's your one gas tank away from homelessness.
One gas tank. That one, unfortunately, is true. True. Something I had to buy gas for the station vehicle this weekend.
Oof.
It was over $5 and I wouldn't do it.
You didn't?
Even with
you left
their
it
credit
empty?
Card. Someone left it empty for me. And so I, out of spite, decided not to pay for it. So how about this? A simple solution to these problems. Stop increasing property taxes. Just throwing that out there. You could stop increasing property taxes. Just like you can stop increasing sales taxes. Oh, but it's only a tenth of a penny. Yeah, but when you do it 10,000 times, it turns out, I can't do the math, but it's more than a tenth of a penny. It's $1 billion. And you're going to have to pay for it. So either stop complaining or stop voting these policies in. Push the button. Now.
What's trending? Wait, what?
What did I tell you about the pancake? What were you doing when you could have been pushing that button?
Slicing the pancake into a perfect triangle.
Yeah, and how much syrup is actually on the plate versus on that desk?
Nobody likes a dry pancake, all right? Sometimes you take a casualty. Today it's the desk.
No one likes a sticky desk. Because Greg tomorrow is going to have to figure that. Oh, no, sorry. Now he's licking it off of. Oh,
it's going to be clean. So don't worry.
Speaking of not clean food, this story is so disgusting on a number of levels. So first we start, and it comes from the Tacoma News Tribune. First we start with the basic of why this story is disturbing. It involves an investigation into child pornography. Push that aside for a moment. Because this story out of Vancouver then takes a turn that I don't think most people thought it would. The police are doing this investigation, and they find out that some of the video allegedly on the suspect's phone in this case was not just child pornography. It was the man urinating into milkshake mix at an Arby's. No one could tell the difference because it's Arby's and they're gross.
Do not slander Jamocha Shake.
Arby's are gross.
They are
disgusting.
The beef and cheddar? When's the last time you had beef and cheddar? 1964?
Is it beef or cheddar?
No, it's beef and cheddar.
It's the equivalent of saying it's an Asian dressing.
It's a beef and cheddar.
It's a beef and cheddar, except beef just means a meat of some kind.
It's roast beef.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
So good. Anyway.
The man who's accused, his name is Stephen Sharp. Sounds like a fake name. He's the night manager at the restaurant, or he was. He told police he urinated in the milkshake mix for sexual gratification, and he did it at least twice. Now, I don't know what the sexual gratification, like, I get the gratification part, I guess. Like, I can intellectually understand that, but it's not sexual.
I mean,
he gets turned on by it, is that it?
Sure.
But there's nothing inherently sexual about it. It's just peeing into a milkshake thing. Here's the added twist. Good for him. He didn't put it into the actual machine. It never got served.
Oh, really?
That was kind of him.
Just in the back room? Thought it was a good time?
Fox TV Digital wrote, according to the Columbian, citing court records, Sharp told investigators that if he didn't throw the bag away, it would have been added to another mix by the next shift and served to people.
Oh, so he's a hero.
I mean, he caused the problem. I don't know if you can call it a hero. Although somebody's Spider-Man, the last one, he caused the problem and then he solved it.
Hey, you fixed the problem.
Yeah, but multiple people died, including...
It's called cleaning up your own mess, and that's exactly what this guy did.
This is my favorite part, however, of the story. This is where I just want to start yelling at people.
Okay.
Oddly enough, not the child porn or the peeing into the mix.
Yeah,
it's so weird that
we're just sliding past porn part.
Well, no, if he did it, he's clearly a degenerate and should go to jail. I'm pushing that aside because it feels like calling that out is implied. Like, you don't have to say, I am against this. I feel like that's generally implied on both the child porn and the peeing into, well, was it, what kind of flavor? No, it's against, everyone's position is we're against it. Here's what I found curious. According to the Tacoma News Tribune, officers are asking for any customers that purchased a milkshake from Arby's, and this particular one in Vancouver, on October 30th and October 31st, 2021, and have a receipt to please contact them. Okay. Dudes don't have a receipt an hour after purchasing the shake. You mean to tell me you're only going to take this seriously if they come to you with a receipt from October 30th or 31st of 2021? Who in the world has that receipt? And why would they have said receipt? What would be, you guys have all the records as to the credit cards, at least, of people who purchased during that day. Do you know, what are you supposed to do? And let's say they have the receipt. Then what?
Well, they used it to balance their checkbook, right? That was the whole point. That's the point of receipts here. God. You got to make sure that their checks and balances are in order.
They're writing a check?
Maybe.
They're writing a check.
Well, no, it's coming out of their checking account, but they still do all their checking account by hand in the back of the checkbook.
Why would they do that, dummy?
What do you mean? Maybe they don't have a digital app to manage their checking account and they can't wait for the monthly statement. Did you just have a milkshake?
does have like a tangy flavor to it. Who would have this receipt? Who would have it?
I want to know the person reading this that's like, you know, I did eat there on October 31st, 2021, but I don't have the receipt. Who remembers the exact day that they went to a fast food chain?
In fairness, here's one time I will think that it's possible. October 31st, you might remember where you were for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Like, I dressed like a bumblebee that day and went through the Arby's drive-thru.
I went out for candy. They wouldn't give me because I'm an adult and I wasn't really even in a costume, although I insisted I'm dressed like my younger brother. And they wouldn't give me anything, so I just said, screw it, and I went to the Arby's and I got this weird-tasting milkshake. But then I said to myself, it is Arby's, and they probably all taste weird.
Stop slandering Arby's. Go get a potato cake. It'll change your life.
Oh, my God. It's all the cake all the time. All the time. He just says, just talking about cake all the time. I'll be on the Faulkner Focus on Fox News tomorrow at 8 a.m. I hope you'll tune in. You can watch it. If you can't watch it live, you can go ahead and head on over to youtube.com/JasonRants. The IRS continues to be aggressive, and they're increasing the number of officers in Washington state. So don't try to take on the IRS yourself. Contact our local tax expert and advocate, Greg Nunn, at Nunn Better Tax Resolution. N-U-N-N, Nunn Better Tax Resolution. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending? The coronavirus.
The congresswoman who says it undermines democracy for people who don't take COVID seriously, she got COVID again. This is the second time Pramila Jayapal has gotten COVID. Once you get COVID, what are you supposed to put in a tweet?
A photo of your positive test?
No. Keep thinking.
How happy you are that you got the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. But not happy. You have to say grateful.
Oh, grateful.
That's literally the word of choice. You're at this point either morally or legally obligated to do that. Anytime you get COVID, you're supposed to send out a tweet announcing that you've tested positive for COVID, as if anyone cares. Literally no one cares. It's like, do you do that when you... today I got food poisoning. I'll be resting at home, puking emoji at the end. No. But for COVID, you're supposed to announce this. But
like a pregnancy announcement.
Yeah, it's very odd. And then immediately after, you're supposed to send out the note that says, I am grateful for being vaccinated. In this case, just to underscore how it makes no sense to send out these tweets, I'm grateful to be vaccinated and double boosted. Hey, lady, what do you think this is going to do? What message does it send? The person who's got four shots in her getting COVID two times. Two times. This is her second COVID.
Really?
There's some of us
message.
Who haven't had it once. And you got it twice, and you're grateful to be, not even, I'm grateful to be vaccinated because it cuts down my chances of blah, 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 blah. None of that. Just, I'm grateful. All you're doing is telling people the vaccine doesn't stop the spread of COVID without actually admitting that it doesn't stop the spread of COVID. And it's kind of driving me nuts. I wish her well.
Is that why you're ranting about it? It's driving you nuts?
Then she goes, I encourage everyone who is eligible for their second booster to get one if they haven't already, because you too could have a false sense of security and they get COVID. What is the point of not at least couching it in that it will cut down the severity of your symptoms? There's data to back that up, but they never include that. They still want you to believe that if you get the vaccine, you are less likely to get COVID. Except the way that they are messaging that is while announcing you just got COVID. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe she just wants time off work and cash in a few of those sick days.
She is a congresswoman. She is always off the clock while pretending to be fighting for you with her tweets that sound like it came from the Occupy Democrat account. Speaking of COVID people not making any sense, who is the go-to expert who knows nothing about vaccines or pandemics? Who?
Our very own Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. For some reason, they keep going to this dummy who's gotten everything wrong. He told us, you can test your way out of COVID. No. He told us that masks are magical. No. He told us that contact tracing is the way out of this. No. Everything he has promoted, including national lockdowns, none of that worked. None of it. And yet still people go to him, like Anderson Cooper, another dumb, having him on because Bill Gates just got COVID while pushing a book promoting how to end a pandemic Okay. So Anderson Cooper asks him about boosters. Again, don't know why. I don't know why you're asking the guy who just got COVID, unless you're telling me, well, he got COVID because maybe the last vaccine that he took, the last booster shot, because I think he's twice boosted, the protection waned off. Maybe that's the context that he wanted us to think about.
An infection where you'll get a high viral load would be like vaccination. But, you know, to be safe, every 6 months, you're probably going to be vaccinated. As we get more data, they might even make that shorter for people who are, you know, say 60 or over 70.
Shorter for people who are over 60 or 70 years old?
And they'd see you in here quarterly. Every 3 months, come get a booster.
What in the world? Let's not. So I'm not someone who likes it when folks say, I know someone who after they got the booster, they died. And that means somehow that the booster was responsible. That's not how it works. It's not how it works. I don't believe that the vaccine is inherently unsafe for most people. I think you should take it in consultation with your doctor if you want it. But I'm not going to pretend that getting the vaccine means you're going to die the next day. That's silly. I do think that there are clear potential dangers with this vaccine and any vaccine, even if it's rare. But I will say this. If you're getting vaccinated every, say, 3 months, that cannot be safe. That cannot be safe. I don't even necessarily think it's safe to get it every 6 months. You're going to get it every 6 months? And what are your qualifications? Guy who's not a doctor or an expert in pandemics or an expert in vaccinations? Just some rich guy who gives money? Good for you. To public health advocacy groups and nonprofits? What? Huh? Every 6 months? Why don't you start them? Why don't you get one every 6 months, Bill? And we'll check in with your general health in a couple of years. We'll see how you're doing. And if you're doing okay, then maybe we'll let the doctor start to look at it. You can be the guinea pig first. Every 6 months. Are you nuts? No, I'm not doing that. Why would anyone who, first of all, why would anyone who's under the age of 60 even consider that every 6 months for something that gives you basically the flu? Now, if you're someone who is at a higher risk, even then I wouldn't do it every 2 to 3. What? Would you do that at 80 years old?
No.
I'm saying no. At some point, you do have to look at the data and say, no, I'm not going to do it. Now, I certainly understand that the older you are, the it doesn't really matter the long-term effects of getting so many shots, because you'll be dead within, statistically, you should already be dead if you're already over the age of 80 or 90. So those folks aren't going to care as much. And if you're in a, an elder care facility, you're there anyway. They're poking you with all sorts of things. Okay, I get it. But let's say you're 47 years old.
I don't have time to go and do that every 6 months either.
6 months? Are you nuts?
We're busy people. We got things to do, places to go.
Applebee's doesn't count. Oh. Anthony Fauci just gave an endorsement of Trump.
Really?
Yeah, this is actually kind of significant news. It wasn't taken that way on CNN when he was asked by Jim Acosta whether or not he would stay in his position if President Trump was reelected.
Well, no, to the second question. The first question.
I think
is,
I knew the answer, but I had to ask you.
Did you? No one cares.
If you look at the history of what the response was during the administration, I think, you know, at best you could say it wasn't optimal. And I think just history will speak for itself about that. I don't need to make any further comment on that, Jim.
Other than the insulting comment you just made, you were the one who was standing next to Trump the entire time. And by the way, at the time and on the show, you praised Donald Trump. So you're a coward. And I'm assuming that after Biden is gone, after whoever the next president is elected, DeSantis, you'll say, oh, you know, under the Biden administration, this wasn't good. But under Ron DeSantis, I'm going to love this. Why'd you give me a look? I don't want your put the pancakes away.
I have some left over.
You got 3 full stacks. Oh, my God.
Well, I got 4. I ate one on the way back to the studio. You don't want one?
No, I don't. I don't.
Are you a French toast guy or more of a waffle guy then? If you don't want pancakes, there's got to be some sort of...
Too much carbs and sugar. I haven't had sugar in so long.
Okay, fine. Then I'll just finish these myself.
Oh, yeah, like you were going
to
give me...
I offered them to you.
I couldn't even get a bite if I want... Oh, shut up. Couldn't even get a bite.
Yelp, Tacoma, Bremerton, Bothell.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Rant Show.
Redmond, Sumner, Kent.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
Hey, look at that, 4:30 on a weekday afternoon. That means it's time for the Big Local, brought to you by Alpine Specialty Services. Online at alpineclean.com, a company that does so much more than just clean air ducts and carpets, because I have them over my house this morning cleaning my apartment. I'll tell you tomorrow how well it went, but I trusted them. I just left.
Oh, they were actually cleaning your apartment today?
Yeah.
Oh.
I left. They got there at about 8:05. I was like, okay, clean, and I left.
You just gave them a command?
I said, please clean.
Cool. Well, let us know how it goes tomorrow. Can't wait.
Yeah. I don't trust anyone in my apartment alone.
I know. And you
but
just
I was fine with them, Lucy, and I don't remember the other person's name.
Well, don't say that. They're probably listening right now. They say, oh, we want to hear how great of a job we did.
So I'll tell you tomorrow how great of a job they did. I haven't been home yet.
You don't even have like a living room camera or something where you can like...
Shut up. I don't talk about that. Okay, the Port of Seattle announced yesterday that the parking garage at SeaTac was near capacity. They had made this announcement after what obviously was a busy weekend. On the one hand, you look at that and you say, that's good news, right? More people are traveling. They're feeling comfortable. Yes, you're getting completely ripped off because of how stupidly expensive the prices are. But if you're someone who parks at the lot, you don't really care about being ripped off, do you? Do you?
I mean, I guess not.
The only people who park at the lot, either one, are idiots, or number two, are very, 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 very late to their flight. That's the only reason to park in the parking lots at SeaTac. Now, I've not been to Payne Field, but I'm told that their parking is reasonably priced. That might have changed. I don't know. But to park per day is like $1,000 billion. That's an exact number. At the airport.
You pulled that from the website?
Yeah, it says $1,000 billion an hour. An hour.
Which is it? A thousand or a billion?
It's $1,000 billion.
Oh, so 1,000
billions.
Oh.
That's a lot.
There's not a name for that yet?
I don't know. I can barely.
We got past where you're familiar with?
I can't get past billion or trillion. Is gazillion, is that a thing, or is that just a made up one?
No, that one
does
is
it actually
thing.
Exist? So, why would anyone actually park there willingly? I get it. Sometimes you're late and it is an emergency. You're going to miss the flight if you don't get there as soon as humanly possible. This is where every second counts. But there's only two acceptable ways, two and a half acceptable ways to get to the airport. Number one, if you can, you take light rail. Now, obviously, that cuts off the vast majority of people. Unless you want to do the whole, I'm going to park by, you know, the Northgate lot or Angle Lake. I don't know if that's safe. From a, you know, a robbery perspective. So if you can, you take light rail. That's what I do. Yes, you have to deal with the homeless people who have taken over light rail, but it's still very cheap. It's like $4 total.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that cheap.
Yeah, it's very cheap. Number two, you park at one of the lots that has a shuttle. Now, does that add an extra 15 minutes? Yeah. Each way, about an extra 15 minutes. Because you're an imperfect scenario, maybe an extra 5 minutes. You get on the shuttle, you get dropped off, and that's it. You will pay a fraction of what you pay by going to the lot. A fraction. And then the half is you don't drive or park at all. You have a friend drive you or
I mean,
someone
that,
who owes
that's
you.
That's like number one. You ruin their day. You make
you
them shuffle
day,
around
which
entire schedule.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I opt for every single time.
I try
ruins
to do that.
A loved one's day.
Yeah, I try to do that until people realized I wasn't even flying. I just wanted to ruin their day and they found out. But what? Don't park in the lot.
Yeah, I've never once considered, I'm going to the airport. Should I park
Find
in the garage?
Find out how much it actually costs, because it seems to me it was like $100 a day almost, or around there. When you factor in all the stupid taxes that you got to get hit with, plus the fee of being, oh, wow, I'm 10 feet away from standing in line at the TSA screening. It's just insane. So don't do that. Don't ever do that. And I just saved you a lot of money.
They have pre-booked park. I can like buy parking in advance.
Oh, wow.
This is incredible.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, how much extra does that cost?
Hold on. I have to go through this like whole
process.
How much
extra does that cost? Probably add another $20 to that per day just so that they can reserve a parking spot that's already overpriced because you're paying for convenience. Uh-huh.
It looks like on the ones that are further away, where you have to do an 8-minute walk to the terminal, looking
that's
at about
not a, okay.
$170 a day.
$170. That cannot be true.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
$170.
Oh, sorry, this is for 5 days. Sorry.
Yeah, there's no way that that's true.
Sorry. So whatever 170 divided by 5 is, or 210 for the better spots, they're only a 2-minute walk. One day worth of parking. Sorry, doing a little shuffle here.
He doesn't know how to do math because he's stupid and his fingers are so sticky from all the syrup from the
68 bucks for one night.
And that's without tax. I guarantee you that's not the tax.
Probably without tax. And that's the cheaper one. 84 yeah. for one night on the better parking spot.
Yeah, okay. 84 pre-tax. I'm pretty sure that's pre-tax. But even if it wasn't, that's still absurd. $84.
Oh, no, that tax is included.
No, it is not.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
a liar.
Looking at booking.
Yeah, then you're looking
my
at the
booking
wrong
summary.
One. You're looking $58.59
for one day is the net parking
that's
price.
That's not bad.
City of SeaTac parking tax is $349, and then the Washington sales tax on top of that is $592, bringing you out to an even $68.
What's the port of, don't you have to pay a Port of Seattle tax?
Is that not into the City of Seattle one. Parking? That's what I'm seeing right here. And they're asking.
Go.
They're asking for a credit card right now.
Shut up for a second. Go down there. Bring your go
drive
try down. To park. Yeah, and then send me the receipt.
Will you refund me?
No. Meanwhile, in Renton, police are warning again. Police are warning Renton residents of bears spotted in the area. And I know what you're thinking, Jason. You're going to assume that they're talking about overweight, hairy gay men, which is what bears refer to. No, I read the story this time, although I did see a photo and I was confused for a moment.
So we are talking about the animal?
We're talking
this time
about the
from
actual
the jump.
Animal.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you finally read through a news
yeah,
story.
No, I read through the story. Como says a mama bear. Do we have to say mama bear? I just so dumb.
What do you want them to say?
A bear and her cubs. How about that? Mom is included in it. A bear and her cubs. Oh, no. Can't gender.
See, you would get it confused for something else. Surely we know that. So I think that they're doing a good job by saying mama bear.
A mama bear and her three cubs were seen in a tree in the backyard of a home, according to the Renton Police Department. Quote, normal protocol is to leave them be and they will typically come down on their own. Hopefully all safely without too many bumps and bruises. In the meantime, we would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone that it's the season for bears and they are foraging, many with their little ones in tow. I think you're supposed to just feed them. Just constantly give them food. And then they'll never return.
So give handouts to lingering beings around your property.
And they won't come back.
Oh, okay.
They'll be all like, this is a one-time thing. You are very generous. And I will never return to burden you again.
I love your life advice.
Yeah.
Really good.
What are you supposed to do when you do interact with a bear? Because it depends on if it's a brown bear or a black bear or a polar bear, but you're probably not going to run into a polar bear.
If you do, you got to figure something out.
I mean, it got really cold. Global warming, baby. One of them, you're supposed to get big and shout at them and throw things, and it scares them. But if you do that to the other one, it will eat you. So you're supposed to, like, play dead. But I don't know the difference, and I haven't heard of a mnemonic device to get people to figure it out. So here's my advice. Don't ever find yourself near a bear.
Don't encounter a bear. Or
right now, leave Renton.
Carry bear spray with you all the time.
I mean, well, that goes without saying just because of the homeless people. They say keep your pet. This is some of the advice, none of which you're going to be able to follow is my guess. Keep your pet safely inside. If they need to go out, they should be on a leash and supervised. No, I'm opening the backyard door, and I'm letting them pee, and they can come back on their own. Oh, well, don't you really care about your animal? Nah.
Yes, that's why you're not putting them on the leash.
Check your backyard and surrounding area to make sure you don't have the company of the fuzzy wuzzy. Oh, my God. So they want you to go out to see if there's a birthing bear and the birthing bear's cubs. See what I did there?
I do see what you did there. You went from mama.
It's a bear with ovaries.
Which curriculum was that?
Yeah, that sounds good. While telling you to leave them be, they also say, go and make sure there are no bears everywhere. Go check that tree in the middle of the night as your dog is whining about having to pee.
Somebody's going to scope it out.
Keep your trash cans in secure and preferably enclosed locations. Bears love to get into refuse containers, and they know how to work your basic bungee cord. Really? Are they? What's a bungee cord?
You don't know what a bungee cord
for
is?
For a trash bin?
I mean, yeah, it's the same thing. They're just like a utility cord that you just you can lock
they
down.
They know what a bungee cord is, but not a rope. I find that hard to believe. So keeping them in your garage or a locked shed is recommended. Until they learn how to break into that.
Yes.
They've learned how to get around a bungee cord. You're going to tell me they can't get into a shed?
They're going to pick
figure
locks
that out
at any day.
If you see a bear, leave them be. Do not assume the behaviors you are witnessing from a wild animal will have anything to do with their desirable or their desire to have you pet them or feed them. What idiot is going up to a bear? Except for that guy in that documentary who ended up getting eaten by the bear. What idiot goes up to a bear and is all like, you seem friendly, let me pet you. Here, eat out of my hand. Here's a piece of fish. What? Who does that? Why do we need to put that in the advice?
Because people are stupid, Jason. You know that they are.
No, that's fair. Don't leave bowls or kibble outside. Bowls of kibble outside. That will only attract bears. Well,
that's a helpful tip. No, that's a helpful tip.
Why would a bear eat dog food?
Because it doesn't know that it's dog food. It just sees it and thinks it's food.
It doesn't take a bite and be all like, this doesn't taste like the stuff I usually find in trash.
Oh, hey, this is for a dog.
Okay, here's one. It says, if you encounter a bear in or near your home, give it a hug. No, move away to a safe location.
So that's what you do when
like
you
your home?
No, well, that's what you do. You don't get big and you don't act dead. You go inside.
Did I make that up? One of them is you're supposed to act big.
No, I think that's a thing, but I think that's like when you're stuck in the wilderness and you don't have a convenient home to just walk into.
Well, where in Renton are we talking about?
I don't know. All of Renton. Downtown at the Landing.
Do not block exit points. If the bear does not leave after an extended period of time, get to a safe place and call 911. We're already at the safe place, we dummy.
Who would block exit points on a bear? Like, got you trapped in here, bear.
Bear, you're making me uncomfortable. I'm going to go to a safe space, which just happens to be the only exit point of the space. If you encounter a bear in your yard or up a tree, chances are it will move on if there's nothing for it to forage and it feels safe to leave the area.
The bear will leave when it feels safe? Isn't the bear always feeling safe? What am
no,
I going to do?
Bears don't always feel safe. That's sometimes why they attack. Like, you're not even supposed to look at a little cub, because then the mama bear or the birthing bear will just attack you because they'll think that you're a threat. And I saw this adorable video of a little baby bear trying to get up a mountain that's all covered in snow, and it keeps sliding. And then on LinkedIn in the little meme, it said, you keep going, and eventually you'll get to the top. And it did.
They're putting memes on LinkedIn
it's
now?
It's just nonstop positivity memes, and I don't know how I got them, but it's pissing me off, which is the exact opposite effect you want on a meme that's supposed to spread positivity. Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. So, Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, did an interview on MSNBC. And it's very odd. Some of the comments he's made just making at the border are very odd. And, you know, this is a guy who doesn't take the issue particularly seriously. He's someone who pretended there's no crisis when obviously there was. But you can maybe write that off. This is a secretary who's basically doing what and saying what the Biden administration wants him to say. And that happens, Republicans and Democrats. But he's using just lazy talking points, and he's pretending that we're not the driver of the behavior of people trying to come into this country.
The migration that the United States is encountering is not an issue exclusive to the United States.
Okay. I guess, but they are coming here in overwhelming numbers. They're not, for example, stopping in Mexico. And we're not seeing this kind of issue at the Canadian border. Why is that? Because of choices that this administration has made at the southern border. Constantly telegraphing to the world, yeah, come here, we're not going to kick you out. In fact, we'll give you a free cell phone. We'll give you baby formula if you've got a kid. Bring your kids. I know you've heard a thing or two about the supply chain crisis as it relates to baby formula. But understand, we've got you covered. You're not a taxpaying American citizen, dum-dum, come on over. We'll give you great food. We'll give you a place to stay, a free cell phone, and baby formula.
It's a regional challenge and requires a regional solution. Colombia right now has more than 1.8 million Venezuelans within its borders. Here. I was there in Costa Rica and hearing from local officials.
Did you hear what he tried to do? Did you just hear what he tried to do?
Yeah, of course I heard what he tried to do.
Listen to this.
Costa Rica.
He tried, but he stopped himself. He was going to say, you know how sometimes people will say, Mexico.
Yeah, you put a little dialect on it.
Costa Rica, but he stopped himself.
In hearing from local officials and federal leaders there in Costa Rica about the number of Nicaraguans whom they are encountering.
Okay. What do they do, by the way? How do they handle things? Do they just let everybody in and hand out free cell phones? No, they don't. But, okay, tell us what we need to do to get this under control.
Different countries have different laws. But
Thanks. I really appreciate that. Different countries are located in different spots than the United States.
Importantly, you mentioned about the tragedy of people taking to the seas, a number of Haitians having lost their lives at sea. That is exactly why we communicate time and time again, not just through my voice, but on social media, on outlets in the countries of origin. Do not take the dangerous journey, because what could happen is exactly what did happen last week. People lost their lives. But fundamentally, Jose, you refer to things as ad hoc. Fundamentally, we need Congress to pass legislation that fixes what everyone agrees is a broken immigration system.
We need meaningful immigration reform to fix our broken system. They've never not said. Never not said. You have complete and total control of the Congress. Pass something. You had complete and total control of Congress and the White House, not just now, but during the first 2 years of the Obama administration. Why have you not passed anything? Why have you not passed anything? What else needs to be done? You tell me. One thing that could have an immediate impact, like right this moment, is say we are rebuilding this wall. We're going to continue the process. We're going to patch up all the open areas. And by the way, we're going to double down on resources, not just to build the border, but to protect the border, be it technology, be it human beings. We are going to fix this. It is so bizarre to me, so bizarre, that we keep hearing the same talking point and they think it works. Name a politician who did not say exactly what he just said. Name the politician. I would love to know that politician, because I'll give them, I'm not going to give them a high five because I don't like human touch, but I'll give them like a nod in the general direction, like, I respect you. For at least not lying that you want to fix anything. Just stop it.
You'll give them a kudos, a little salute.
No, you know, actually, Trump never said, I don't think Trump ever used the term or the phrase, we need to fix our broken immigration. He probably called it broken, but guess what he did? He actually put resources to fix the border. So ridiculous. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to send me a text and join the conversation. When we come back, we'll take you through some of the worst takes from the media after the mass shooting in Buffalo. Plus, Seattle announces plans to impound vehicles that have just been left their broken down homeless RVs. Will they actually follow through? I'll explain.